And I want to say thank you for the plug for reading through the Bible in a year, Alan. That was awesome. That was really awesome. Because that's what I wanted to talk about, how rich it can be for a people in a church to all be reading the same thing at the same time in the Word of God.
Yep.
I prepared last night and this morning for the opening. And I used verses that I wanted to use for the opening. But when I got here this morning, Paula was all excited about the psalm. She was really excited about it. And I'm saying, Paula, I struggled a little bit last night to find out, to decide what was I going to open with this morning. What verses was I going to use? And I thought, my gosh, she was excited about the whole thing. What did I miss? Because she was really bubbly about it. Not just a little bit. She was just, you're just overflowing. So I got the Bible back out. I opened it. And I thought, oh my gosh, yes, I should talk about that too. That's exciting. So what you read in the Word and what you share with me, and she didn't share one specific, not one specific. She was just filled to overflowing with having read Psalm 4. It's contagious. So let it flow out, even if you don't have a specific, but you were just excited about what you read this morning or during the day. If you tell somebody else, maybe it'll open their eyes wider. So my eyes were opened wider to verse 4. Stand in awe and sin not. If we're standing in awe of our Father God, you can put an equal sign there. You know, like all in school, equal sign, what does it equal? It equals, standing in awe equals you're not sinning.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you're standing in awe, you have left sinning behind. Because you can't stand in awe of God and be sinning at the same time. Doesn't work. So, stand in awe and sin not. Because at first I looked at that sin not. Oh, God, that is so hard to do. No, it's not. He gives you the key right there, standing on your walk. And then it says, commune with your own heart. Commune, and the key word there is your own heart. It's not good enough to watch the guy on TV praying.
Right.
It's not good enough to watch the people standing beside you in church. You commune too. Interact with him yourself, with your own heart. Not with Pastor Kev's heart, not with mine, not with someone else's. You make it personal. And then it says, be still. And it's that being still that he's able to come and speak to our hearts. Amen. And then it says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Now remember, we're in the Old Testament. So I'm thinking, well, that doesn't apply to me because the peace offering and those offerings, and I don't have the doves and whatever that I'm supposed to do that. So that, no, you offer, we offer a sacrifice of righteousness every time we volitionally choose not to sin. Celebrate it. Make a big deal out of it. I didn't talk back to that person. I didn't gossip. Every time you choose his way instead of your own human way, you have just offered a sacrifice of righteousness. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. And then when you do, put your trust in the Lord. Because sometimes when we'd like to strike back, get even in little tiny ways. Think about the guy that, you know, cuts you off in the car. And you're just, you like to get really angry, but instead you smile at him. Right. Put your trust in the Lord, for the Lord will take care of it. The Lord can change him. You can't anyway. Your growly face at him, or when somebody talks yucky to you and you don't like it, hey, let the Lord take care of it. You offer the sacrifice of righteousness by not sinning, by not doing the natural human thing, but by being led by the Spirit, you are offering the sacrifice of righteousness. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord to work it out. Amen. So now we'll get to my verses. Thanks, Paula. Woo! Yeah, I like it. I like it. So, verses 6 and 7. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Wow, who can show us today in this life any good? And David says, let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. That's from the NIV. That's the translation we're reading through this year. You can read any translation you want, but we just pick one, and that's what we picked this year. Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. I'm going to let the light of his face shine on me today as we worship him together corporately. Amen. And I know my heart's going to be filled with greater joy than anything this earth could ever bring us. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the NIV together. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. Blessed be the Lord.